Good evening.
Good evening.
Donna. Good evening.
Good evening.
We are starting in section 4 of the Shabbat commentary on Parashat Vayera with Pasuk 43. We'll start with the Lashem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Baruch Hu Ishkinte Bitkilu Urkimu Utkilu Utkilu Urkimu Le'achda L'shem Yudhe Bavate V'yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'yehinu Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kununeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kununehu Amar Rabbi Shimon Nishmatohu shel Adam Matra O Viomeret Ad Sheyaf Puach Ayom Vayidme Ve'enecha Keheref Ayin Biodcha Ba'olam Hazeh V'nasu Hatzlalim Ahidiktiv Ki tzel yameinu hale ale aretz Bevakasha mimcha sokso demelecha Dodi litzvi vigomer The translation Rabbi Shimon said, the soul of a person warns him and says, until the daybreak, and it shall seem to you as the blink of the eye, while you are still in this world. The words and the shadows flee away are equivalent to the verse that reads, because our days upon earth are a shadow. So I beg of you, turn, my beloved, and be you like a roe or a young hart. My commentary. I know that this is referring to some part of the soul. I am not sure which part. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, it seems like when you're young, time goes slow. But as you get older, days fly by. That's our days upon the earth or a shadow. I mean, life passes by fast. You don't think it would be the neshama?
Rabbi Shimon is talking about the soul, and if we look in the Aramaic, we'll see which component of the soul. We're talking about the neshama. The neshama warns a person and says, until the day breaks. While you're in this world, while you're in this world physically, the neshama, the soul, kibbutz and come as it pleases, but the ruach and the nefesh are like a shadow of what they are in the heavenly realms. That's what's being said. Rabbi Shimon is explaining this relationship, but it's also we are being cautioned by ourselves, by the higher level called Neshama. We're being cautioned to do the work. And as you said, when you're young, time goes slowly because you want to get things done. But as you age, you slow down. But do you really slow down? Don't you feel the shortness of time when you age?
I'm just surprised how fast a week goes by.
But look at this sentence, and it shall seem to you as the blink of the eye while you are in this world. Relative to eternity, what is 100 years?
Yeah. A shadow.
Why does the neshama warn the person? What is the person if it's not the neshama? Don't the Talmud and the Zohar always speak in terms of the soul being the neshama? Yes, we know there are different levels of the soul. There's the nefesh, the ruach, and the neshama. But here, this verse is talking and saying that the neshama is warning a person, warning him. So, what is the quote? What does the word "him" mean here? If the neshama is not him, what are we talking about? What are the attributes of a young heart? Heart being a rabbit, as far as I understand. Or like a roe. I don't know what a roe is. Say again?
I thought the heart was a deer.
Well, let's do a quick Google definition. You're right. It is a deer. It's a male deer. And it has to be over 5 years old, according to the definition.
Okay.
And a roe? The roe are the eggs, the mass of eggs contained in the ovaries of female fish or shellfish. And it includes the ovaries themselves. Now let's take a look at the verse. What is the verse saying? Turn, my beloved. Don't be an egg. Don't be the seed level. be the deer. What are the what's the attribute of a male deer? Antlers.
They're kind of also likened to the doves, you know, of good heart. And strong. And when you see hunters hunting them, they're quick as can be to move.
The male of the deer takes care of the herd, doesn't it? It protects the herd.
Probably, yeah.
What this verse is telling us.
Have to say about cautioning us to do the work. In other words, don't stand still. And the him, I think, is referring to everybody, each person.
Yes, so, it is. But are you your body or are you your soul? And in this case, the neshama level of soul is warning him. Is it warning the soul? Is it warning the body? What is the warning here?
Well, if it says the soul of a person warns him, so the neshama is warning the body.
I can accept that, but I can also see it as warning the ruach as well. Maybe we'll get clarity if we go on to the next verse.
It might be having something to do with the age of the person.
It could also be the idea that the fish eggs, the roe, are in a fish, they're surrounded by water, they're dealing with Torah.
Mm-hmm.
And here it's saying that the heart is a deer, an aged male deer, saying, grow into the sharing, protecting entity.
It could be being fertile, you know.
Yes, roe is definitely fertile. Fertility.
And if the heart has to be 5 years old and five would be hay, that would relate to the lower hay of the tetragrammaton.
Or it could be relating to the upper hay.
Well, yeah, it could.
There's a lot of confusion coming from this verse, is all I'm really saying.
I think we saw the word roe somewhere else, too. As I remember, might have been something I read. Oh, it's a 40, the verse above mentioned it. That's what it was. It's included.
In 42, you mean?
Yes.
I didn't pick up on that. So it's the same verse it's referring to, but it's coming from Shir HaShirim.
Yeah,
and that's why we focused on that. So there's a lot of coding in this pasuk from the Zohar that
really
has to be contemplated. Let's go on to pasuk 44. davar acher ad shache yafua hayom gomer amar rabbi shimon ben pazi zo az hara le adam Theodobo Baolam Hazel Jehu Keheret Ayin Ma Hapsvi Koberaglav Afata Keye Kokatsvi O Keofer Ayalim La Asot Rizon Boracha Kedeshatin Chal Ha'olam Haba Shehu Hare Besat Samin Benikra Har Hashem Har Hata Anug Har Hato Alkein Midrash Hane'elam. The translation. There is another explanation for until the daybreak. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, this is a warning for humankind while still in this world, which is like the blink of the eye, just as the roe is swift of leg. So you should be as swift as a roe or a young hart in performing your master's wishes, so that you may inherit the world that is coming, which is mountains of spices called the mountain of Hashem, the mountain of pleasure, the mountain of delights. And this is the end of the Midrash Hane'elam. And my understanding, one part of the Zohar that is spread throughout all of the Parashiyot is called Midrash Hane'elam. And it's basically a very mystical aspect, the stories of the way it relates. It's a midrash, filling in gaps that are in the Torah story itself. My commentary, we may be able to understand this when we study the roe and or the young hart animal. And as you can see, I didn't take the time to do so, and we did a little bit in the previous verse. And there's a lot more to understand about this mystical, this metaphorical explanation of what Rabbi Shimon is saying to us. Be aware that while you're in the physical world, it's going to go quickly. But it's important. It's going to go quickly, and you have a work to do, spiritual work, to listen to what the Torah tells you Hashem wants us to do.
I'm surprised they didn't use the word doe to be the female aspect of the deer. Especially when it says leg, just as the roe is swift of leg. Doesn't seem to
That's
be
what I was going to ask that too. When it first came about, when it said hart and roe, it's usually a male and female deer. But roe is also, you are right, it's eggs from a fish. And they call that caviar.
Only if it comes out of Russia.
Right.
But you are correct. But you've heard the word roe being used as a female deer?
I've only heard it as doe. Let me see if I have a dictionary up here. Let me see what I find.
Because what came up on Google, it didn't say anything about a female deer. The word roe is fish eggs, and the hart is the male deer over 5 years old, which is it's describing experience. It's just describing sharing, because that's what male means.
I don't think they can hunt deer. I don't think they can hunt deer until they're five. You're talking about the horns. They have to have five spikes before they can hunt them.
Okay. So that might be the same idea.
They would be cautious and learned, and I'm not sure what how old they have to be to mate, but it may be around that time too.
Whenever the Torah uses different animals, we need to understand the characteristics of those animals. Understand the metaphors that are being expressed. And living in cities, we're very far from understanding those metaphorical aspects of each animal.
Well, I have several books on the animals, so I'll look them up before Monday.
Understood.
But I live in the city, but I get country animals.
Okay,
understood.
And Roe is.
I'm sorry, I'm out of time.
Roe is also a deer because it's in parentheses deer and it's a noun.
Okay. So it's a combination of the male and female. So. A lot of things to contemplate. You all have a good evening, and we'll have another Zohar class in our 7 o'clock class tonight.
Okay, shalom.
Shalom.